To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hi, and welcome to episode 33 of Boogie Woogie Banjo Show. Today we have... Oh, that's my other podcast. I'm sorry. I was going to say One-Eyed Willie and No-Tooth Jim. I don't see them around. That's weird. Announcement. You know what? This is supposed to be a funny show. Put a smile on your face and a song in your heart. Welcome to episode 33 of Mouse Manners and More Podcast. No. Where we try to take you away from your day-to-day stress and funk and give you something to think about on Disney instead of all the other garbage that we have to go through every day. Isn't that right, people?
Yes.
Can I get an amen?
Right. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Preach it.
Preach it, brother.
Preach it. Preach to Disney. All right. So today we're gonna rip off Stacy. And I'm sorry, Stacy. We all love you.
Yes,
you welcome us to Disney every time we go there, and you cry along with us every time that we leave. But today we're gonna do top five must-dos we think you should do at Disney. Some of them are invented, some of them not so much.
It can be anything, not necessarily rides. It can be restaurants or
experiences or shows or
pulling pranks on people.
Whatever.
Passing gas in a million.
That's pulling the ultimate prank. It's called the duty bomb prank. Stop it.
I ear an imagination candy just like Stacy says.
You do what?
I ear an imagination candy like Stacy says when she goes to Downtown Disney.
I ear an imagination candy?
Yeah.
Candy for your eyes, candy for your ears, candy for your mouth.
What is this like with those monkeys that do no ear, no see, no eye, no whatever?
Well, you don't understand.
Do you know Stacy? Just asking.
I'm going to ride that puppy. You're going to get wet. Yeah. All right. Along the way, we need to do our top Stacy-ism, too.
Oh, gosh.
I don't watch Stacy. Every time we have it on, I'm in
the shower.
She
watches Stacy. She just doesn't realize she watches Stacy.
Usually I'm on my phone.
That's the first thing you turn it and do is turn it on when you go in the rooms. Turn it on.
Yeah, and then I change the channel.
Oh, that's blasphemy.
Well,
I know who's going to get the black ball on the podcast today.
Yeah. Pass it over. All
right, so we got to do our favorite Stacy-isms too. Mine is you're going to get wet. Yeah! When the people are going down the Space Mountain or Splash Mountain. That would be bad if you got wet going down
Space Mountain.
That means something happened to somebody. Get off the ride now. Get off the ride now.
Gross.
Stop the ride.
I'm kidding.
Turn the lights on.
All right, Anna, what's your five and your favorite Stacy-ism?
Do I say that right now?
You can say it whenever you want to. You're as free as a bird. And this bird can never change.
Okay. My first one is look for Pascals close to Rapunzel's tower. And, like, the character from Tangled, the little lizard chameleon thing.
It's a chameleon, I think.
There's, like, little tiny ones throughout the little land, especially close to the little river that flows. My next one is for if you have, like, little kids in your group. It's the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique in the Pirates League.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And I remember I used to do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is a must-do for little ones.
And then you have your hair like that for a month and glitter in your hair for a year.
Hey, at least
I'm still finding glitter.
Take home a souvenir.
I'm still finding glitter in my head.
My next one is explore more in Epcot, like the little lands, like you can talk to the people who are actually from the countries or like look around and see the architecture and stuff.
Yeah, that's good. That's fun to do.
Then my next one is look at the manatees. That's what me and Morgan like to do. because the manatees are cute. They look like little puppies.
Well, thank you.
She didn't say the man-entees. She said the manatees.
Sorry. Okay, yeah, yeah. You're cute and you look like a puppy. You're round like a manatee.
There's a lot of manatees there, doesn't it, in the world?
Then my last one is ask characters questions. And I saw this on Pinterest. It was a pin that someone said, like, you can ask the people. Well, no. You can ask the characters. Like, if you go up to a frozen person and say, like, where's Olaf? They'll tell you. Or, like, go up to Peter Pan and ask him if he can fly or something. So that's it.
Okay, well, that great. That's a good list. That's a good list. All right, Morgan, what's yours?
Okay, my first Disney must-do is go to Maya Grill. Just kidding.
Well, you got really close
to getting kicked off Mount Rushmore.
Just kidding.
You made the first thing.
Hey!
You're doing the Universal podcast.
Okay, my first Disney must-do is go to Casey's Corners because they have amazing food. And then also the Earl of Sandwich because they have the best sandwiches. And then in Animal Kingdom is the Safari. I really like that because you can see all the animals. And then my next one is Toy Story because it's really fun to beat the person next to you.
Nice. And
or get beat.
Sorry, say how you know.
One day you will beat me. One day you will beat me. And then I will never beat you again. Until that day comes, parents get to enjoy and revel in it.
Okay, he's mean, and and at Animal Kingdom, you should go to Yak and Yeti because they have really good food there. But the only thing I don't like there is the paper straws.
Yeah, they're nasty.
I really don't get why you can't have regular straws in a restaurant, but
it's like drinking out of a toilet paper tube.
Yes.
And I'm the one getting suspended.
And when did that happen?
You know, when you were a kid, you checked those paper towels and toilet paper tubes. And you put them in your mouth and you like make them blowing sounds with them. That's what the paper straws taste like.
You have to be really freaking thirsty.
Can I join your family?
Just saying, when you put your mouth around it, that's what it tastes like. Mm-hmm.
Dang, yeah.
That's not what I was trying to go for, but okay.
All right, Todd. What's your five?
Oh, I think one of my top things to do is to watch Wishes. That'd be one thing, especially if you have little kids. You can get up close to the hub where you can hear all the sounds that goes with it and see all the fireworks. And that's one of the things I would think you have to have a must-do at Disney. Next one would be Soarin', one of the coolest rides down there. And it's just a different, that's one of the few rides I'd stay in line and wait for a while. So if you've never been, one of the things to do. And even as many times as we've been, that's one of the rides we first like to do. Be able to get a Fast Pass Plus now, and go do that. Well, the next ones is venture over to Port Orleans Riverside and go see Yeehaw Bob. Mm-hmm. It's just a great, and he does, it's a family show, two different sections, and gets the parents and women and guys up and doing lots of things, and the kids, some little. Lots of play-along songs and odds participation.
He's a great musician.
He is. He's an awesome musician. So I highly, highly encourage and recommend to to go see him.
That's a good thing to do when you're super wore out, or if it's raining. That's a great thing to keep you in the Disney spirit.
Just get there early to get a seat.
Yep. I think show starts around 8:30, so
get there at 7.
Try about 7:30 in the River Roost Lounge, I believe it is. Like I said, Port Orleans Riverside, and it's only Wednesday through Sunday, I believe. So, yeah. But Bob's awesome. Hey, Bob. And one of my favorite... Okay. One of the things like must do is restaurants, I think, is if you like, especially like seafood, go to Narcoossee's, the Grand Floridian. Lots of good food. I like the surf and turf myself. But you can get a window seat. You can see the electrical water pageant go by. You can also see wishes there from across the Seven Seas Lagoon. And they pop the music in at night. And it's another awesome place to watch wishes. Get some great food.
And you can walk out on the little deck and all that stuff. And it's nice.
Yeah, once the sun goes down, and kind of after like a long day in the park, kind of, I don't know, there's something about the water seems to relax me. I like to go out and hang out there. Go inside, get some good food, like I said.
Well, even if you're not in a window seat, when Wishes comes on, you can go out on that little patio and deck and see it from there.
Yeah. And the last one is Lion King. You can watch that show. That's one of the, I think, the best show at Disney over at the Animal Kingdom. So it's temporarily down right now while they relocate it to Africa, but once that comes back up, that's one of the shows that you must see.
Think they'll change it?
Well, they may tweak it a little bit. I think it's a good opportunity for them to do that. To see the Tumble Monkeys and all the audience participation they have, so I really like that. I guess that's my thought.
Alright, Chris.
Okay, my first one is Either, this is kind of general, but either doing a character dining with, if you have kids, and there's so many to choose from. There's princesses, there's Winnie the Pooh, there's Mickey, there's all kinds to choose from. Or a signature dining for adults or older, people with older children, such as Narcoossee's, California Grill, Citrico's, Artist Point, some of the higher end ones, because they typically have really good food and it's just a different kind of experience.
On character dining, though, pick your food well.
Yeah. Right. Most of the character dinings are buffets.
Because you might be there for the characters, but not necessarily
the food. Exactly. Exactly. Because some of the buffets are awful, or their family style dining, and they bring you plates of food to your table, and sometimes those aren't so good.
We used to, you would eat cold fish on a plank of wood.
Why?
Or uncooked
at the Norway.
Yeah. Norway, I mean, there's all kinds of character. There's Norway character dining. There's Ohana. Chef Mickey, 1900 Park Fair, Hollywood and Vine, Crystal Palace. Cinderella's Castle.
Can I make a really bad joke?
Sure, aren't they all?
Really?
Yes.
You two are just mean tonight.
There's two people sitting at this table that will no longer be a part of the podcast.
I thought I was kicked out too. You are too.
He stings. You're the dynamic duo.
Get out. We're down to four.
No, he is to go.
You think if they had a frozen dinner that they'd only serve you ice cubes and ice cream?
Maybe. Tusker House is another one.
Boy, that went off like a brick in a water. Probably so, stupid. Why don't you just shut your trap?
She said they were bad.
So that's my first one.
Anyway,
thanks, man.
I think everybody should have that experience. Anyway, my next one is Soarin'. Like Todd said, it's an awesome ride, and I feel like they do need to get a better quality film because
they're working on it.
Breaks up too much, but
really,
yeah. Well, breaking news.
Great.
They just filmed another ending to Soarin' this week in Disneyland.
Really?
Yes. Oh, wow. So there is hope that there may be a different Soarin' film over California or over the world within the next year or so.
Well, even if they don't do a new film, they need to
get
fix
a new
it.
Screen.
They need to fix it.
Take the chewing gum off.
Yeah. It's too.
Fix it.
Yeah. But it's a great, I mean, it's an awesome ride. And that's coming from somebody who has fear of heights.
Fear of everything.
Fear of
anxiety.
Anxiety in general. My next one, again, like Todd. Why is he gotta be like me?
Gosh, you
might like
more like than you thought.
I wrote mine down first, though.
You guys are meant for each other.
Whatever.
We're going to go to Marcuzzi's and then go ride Soarin' and hold hands.
Gosh. The Lion King.
And then go watch The Lion King.
It is one of the best shows at Disney. It really is.
Free shows.
Free shows at Disney. That
don't
and
give
Beauty
any
and the
ideas.
Beast. Beauty and the Beast is good too.
Yeah.
Then, again, like Todd.
Good gosh.
Did you just write down her list?
He copied off me. I wrote mine first. I call him Piano Bob.
Yeehaw, Bob.
Whatever. His name's Bob. And he sings.
And dances.
He just joined Twitter, so welcome to the Twitter world, Bob.
So he it's awesome. It's so worth the trip over to Port Orleans Riverside to watch him. Our friends were doubtful at first, and then we sucked them in, and now they're hooked.
We have joined the Bob fold.
So, and then my last thing is an extra cost, but well worth it, is Cirque du Soleil.
Something worth seeing once.
Yeah.
At least once.
Once.
You know, it can be very, you know, kind of expensive, especially if you have a big family, but it's worth seeing once.
But it's a great show. So.
Cool. Is that it?
That's it. Other than if you're at the parks for a special party, I'd go to a special party.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good thing. Thank you.
Okay, my first one. I first wrote, you must ride, It's a Small World and Peter Pan. But really, in general, I think you should definitely go to Magic Kingdom and ride every single ride.
Classic.
At least at Magic Kingdom.
Classic Disney.
Classic
rides.
Disney, yeah. My next one is to try all the quick services at Epcot, at the World Showcase, all the different countries. I think that's fun, and it's kind of educational for kids to try different things, and for adults, really. It's just, you don't get to do that everywhere. My next one is walk through the castle and see the mural on the wall. It's really pretty. Mine will be kind of boring. My second one, or my fourth one, is swim at your resort pool.
I guess
I should stay in a resort first.
Stay on property.
Yeah, stay on property and enjoy the swimming pool.
Swim at your Motel 6 pool? No. This smells.
You can go to the beach club or the yacht club.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to stay there to swim in their pool.
Yes, well, that's a must do, yes. One time to go. You know, if you're thinking about going big, go to the beach club, yacht club, and get to go to Stormland Bay.
Yeah.
But the sandy bottom pool is
and have a day.
Feels so
good. I agree with Becky. That is a must do, whether it's your first time at Disney or you've been 15,000 times, because you have got to have a day just to relax. It's vacation. Mm-hmm. And most people you talk to, when they go to Disney, it's like, that wasn't a vacation, because you're go, 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 go.
Yeah. That's what we did. I mean, first few times, we never did. Yeah, Alan's got a pool. They have somewhere, but we never went. You want to get your money's worth and go to the parks and go, go, go. But, you know, at some point, take time. You know, if it's half day, a couple hours. A lot of them have quiet pools that, if you don't like the wrestle and bustle of the kids screaming and stuff, usually the quiet pools are quieter and not as crowded.
Yeah, and all the pools have slides. Most of the big pools have slides and, you know, stuff for the kid.
Well, from a moderate up, we'll have a slide.
That's a great one right there.
Well, you hit on a good point, is like, people think that they get their money's worth by running themselves ragged by riding rides, but getting your money's worth is just being on a vacation that you enjoy.
Yeah. And most of the pools are up and white, too. I mean, up 10, 11, 12 o'clock. And
sometimes you can sneak in there. There's no lifeguard on duty and it doesn't have a sign up.
You're breaking the Disney
the world. The big pools you can't. Not since.
Not the big pools, no, the quiet pools.
The quiet pools you can.
Quiet pools, yeah.
But the main pools at the they block them off because that kid that drowned. Ever since that, they're very. I mean, like, they go around and count the people in the pools. When last time we stayed at Beach Club.
Oh, really?
You could see the lifeguards and they would count the people. Switch off, count people, switch off, and they'd be like, good, good, good.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
good safety.
So.
Yeah. My last one is to sit wherever you want to sit. Sit on a bench in any of the parks. People watch.
Amen,
look
sister.
Around,
preach it, baby.
Take it in and enjoy what you've paid for.
Yes. You will see some very interesting things.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If it's not the way people act or the way they dress, it's...
The way they smell.
Or it could be stuff that actually is in the park, not the people in the park.
And usually as a vacation, a lot of times we go, and once you go under the arches, it seems like there's just... Sometimes your memory is just wiped from stuff going on in the world and the worldly news and... situations and stuff, and go and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And it really is a chance to be a kid again, you know, for adults.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to see all kinds of adults acting, doing kiddish things, you know, things like that.
And
not just to embarrass their teenage daughters.
Well, and Becky made a good point about going around Epcot and it being educational. It might be educational, but they make it fun. And a lot of people with younger kids write Epcot off. As there's not that much for younger kids to do. There's tons of stuff for younger kids to do. They have kid cots in every one of the countries. You can go and, like Hannah said, you can go and you can talk to the people from that country. They give you a mask. They'll stamp the mask. You can buy a passport. They'll stamp the passport. They'll write your name in their language. Like in China, they'll write it in Chinese. Cool. And
Ask them where they're from.
It's cool for these kids to go and experience that stuff. And the foods, it's great for these kids to experience foods from different countries because it exposes them to that. How are they ever going to know that they like something from Morocco or something from Japan or Germany or, you know, unless they go there and then you go there and it's like, oh, I don't like this food.
But, so now you know not to eat it if you go to that country.
But, you know, that's just something that a lot of families, that's a great educational experience while you're on vacation, and it's fun for the adults, too.
Yeah, like when I was younger, I didn't realize I was learning anything.
But
I kind of still don't realize I'm learning anything.
But that's one thing for a family vacation. That's exactly what it should be. It should be for the entire family. Like us as adults can't gear our whole vacation to our child because then... What do we get out of it? Nothing. She got a vacation, we didn't. So it's, you know, that kind of stuff. Adults enjoy it. Kids enjoy it. And it's just worth it. It's worth to do.
And realize when you, Todd made the point too, realize when you get into the park, everybody's on the same level. We're all there to have fun. So ain't nobody cool, ain't nobody anything like that. You're just, you know, you're there to have fun.
And just as a reminder, if you want to know some specific places that we like to sit, we have a podcast that we did a couple podcasts ago on our favorite sitting places.
And I sit a lot.
Kristen's our expert sitter.
I'm the expert sitter.
My turn.
Or maybe I'm next.
Your turn, Nathan. What's your favorite? Your favorite thing to do, Nathan?
The accent comes out. I think my top is just do what you want to do. Don't feel pressured into doing anything, you know, especially with this Fast Pass Plus and Disney experience and all that stuff. You feel like you're let into a little bitty bubble and you got to do things all the time. Wing it. Take a day to wing it. Don't feel pressured into riding every single ride. You think you're going to do everything at Disney? You might as well go someplace else because you're not ever going to get any of that stuff done. It'd take you years to do it, and they change it every time. So we still haven't done everything.
Yeah.
We've been going down there for years and years. Don't feel pressure. It's your vacation. Zimbabwe Lake. Go find some place like either on Polynesian Beach or Grand Floridian. Sit by it and watch the water. Listen, the best thing I like to do is listen to like the train or the boats and all that kind of stuff when I'm standing by the water. Mm-hmm. It's like there's nothing more relaxing than that. Turn off your cell phone.
What?
turn off the things that are distracting to you to take you away from your vacation. If you got to do my Disney experience and adjust your fast passes and all that stuff, do it.
Are you going to do that the next time we go? Because you didn't do it the last time we went.
Are you calling me a liar?
Yes, I am.
Well,
he's going to do it the next time you go because he's going with me.
Oh, my gosh. It's constantly. What? When's our next ride? When are we going to eat? What's our reservation? With our next Fast Pass.
That's what I don't like about the new Fast Pass Plus.
Well, I think that's why I come from experience, that do what you want to do.
Okay, next time, I'm going to do that.
Why can't you just let me say what I want to say without criticizing you, woman?
I didn't criticize you. I'm going to take your advice.
Oh. And the panic look comes across the face.
You can only see her face right now. People, save me. Send me emails. Anybody get any place I can stay? The other thing is hug a character. Particularly Wreck-It Ralph. Because he is the best character and the most large.
You've never hugged him.
What are you people hanging up on him for?
You shook his hand and then he...
Are you going to get them all the podcast to you?
Well, you know what I think we should do? Mouse Manners and Men come.
Today it changes.
Mouse Manners and Men.
We shall take it back.
It was never Mouse Manners and Men.
It's always been. You just guys never knew it. I've hugged characters before.
You didn't hug Wreck-It Ralph the last time you shook his hand and then...
I squeezed his finger really tight.
And then...
He farts in 8 bits. I was trying to be serious and help people out. Look what you people have done to me. Hug a character.
Okay.
Like Pooh. Hug Pooh. Or hug him real tight.
Duffy.
Hug Duffy. Whatever. Feel like a kid again. Maybe that's what it is. Get dump, you know, hug a character. Now, I wonder what you're going to say about this. Go resort hopping. Realize that their resorts are themed really awesome, and all of the entertainment isn't necessarily in the parks, but you can go, especially on the monorail. Get on the monorail, go around, see the Contemporary, see Polynesian, see Grand Floridian, you know, take a trip, take a walk. The last one is ride a boat. Not necessarily the big boat with all the people on it that go in and out, but ride a boat. Like on the fireworks cruise. Go take a fireworks cruise. Go ride the boat from Wilderness Lodge over to Magic Kingdom. Go ride a boat. Go fly a kite like Mary Poppins did. On a boat. Let's go fly a kite on a boat.
It's not very fun to ride a boat.
Thank you, Mr. Banks.
45 degrees and it's windy.
What are you? Super this is windy. Negative. First of all, I don't hug characters properly. I don't do what I want to do. I don't turn my cell phone off, and now you're saying I don't want to fly a kite? I think we needed this podcast. I am depressed, and I need to go take a nap. What is it, Hannah?
Are we going to say our favorite Stacy quotes?
I'm afraid to, but go ahead. Huh? Nobody knows any.
All your stuff is so different.
Scratchy, scratchy, scratchy. There's one.
What? Pretzels?
Come on, let's go!
All right.
I know somewhere in her story she says Disney. And I like that.
Disney must do. There.
That's all we need to know to love Stacy.
That's right. She welcomes
us. She likes Disney. That's all we need to know.
All right. So anybody got anything else to say before we end this rousing podcast?
This was an absolute sensory spectacular.
That's a good way to end it.
What in the world?
Stacy says that!
Oh, I thought it was like from Carousel Progress. But I've never heard her say that. And
when
never...
she goes on Soren, she's like, it's absolutely sensory spectacular. Soren.
I remember that one. Alright, so let's end this.
I think I was in the bathroom too most of the time.
I think we need to end this. Alright, so if anybody got any five do things, what is wrong with my mouth? I shouldn't have said that. If anybody's got any things that they think that people must do, just give us an email, a call, hit us up on Twitter. All of our contact information is in our show notes. Again, thank you so much for listening to us. And as always,
hope your dreams are magical dreams.